So let's begin this program by having a look at what rapport actually means. One way to define it is as a close and harmonious relationship in which two or more people understand each other's feelings and ideas and can communicate well. We're going to use that definition as our guidelines as to how to create rapport. Now, to some extent, everyone knows how to build rapport. Because you've done so with other people, you've built rapport with your friends, your family, and even with your working colleagues. So what is it that people traditionally do in order to build rapport? Well, the traditional view is to just be nice to someone, maybe a little complimentary, and then to find common experiences which you can share. Maybe a shared interest in sports, or perhaps you went to the same university or came from the same town. Now, all these things actually do work. They actually will create a sense of rapport with most people. The trouble is that most people don't realize why these things work, and so begin to apply them in situations when they no longer are appropriate. The basic rule of thumb behind building rapport with others is that people like themselves. So at some level, showing that you like an other person will allow the other person to feel safe or comfortable around you and be happier to communicate and share ideas. That's why common experiences work, because you're saying at some level, look, you and I are alike. We come from the same place. We think the same thoughts. We have the same values. That's what really makes this thing work. So how can we take this concept, refine it, and make it more powerful? Well, some of you will be aware of the idea of matching and mirroring. Basically, what matching and mirroring means is when you copy someone else's behavior, their movements, the tilt of their body language, their signals and their hand gestures, etc., at a level where they perceive it unconsciously but are not consciously aware of it, at that time you tend to build a very strong rapport or connection with the other person. Now, this is something very important, something that a lot of people get wrong. The reason that matching and mirroring works is because it is perceived outside of ordinary conscious awareness. And the reason that a lot of people who try to apply matching and mirroring get into trouble is that when the other person becomes aware that you're copying them, they start feeling upset or somehow feel like you're taking the mickey. So it's very, very important that if you are going to use matching and mirroring, it stays outside of someone's perception. Let's look at an example from an actual research study. In this study, a whole bunch of people were given a presentation, a pitch if you like, by a virtual robot. Now, this virtual robot was programmed to match their body language. What would happen is that specific things like head tilt, hand gestures, body lean were measured as the people were watching the presentation. And then the virtual robot would mirror these things, would actually adopt the same kind of positions with respect to head tilt and hand gestures and body tilt as the people watching, but they were given an exactly 3 second delay to make it less obvious it was happening. Now, at the end of this, they found out which of the presentations were the most persuasive. The interesting thing is that of all the people that took this study, two-thirds of the people didn't realize that the virtual robot was matching and mirroring their behavior. And those people tended to be persuaded by the very ideas that the virtual robot was presenting. Now, and this is also something you need to be aware of, about one-third of the people found out halfway through the presentation, oh, this robot is actually mimicking what I'm doing. At that point, they were less persuaded than a control group. So in other words, if you're matching and mirroring someone and they find out that you're doing this, you're likely to break rapport and actually get the opposite reaction to what it is that you want. So later on in this program, we'll be having a look at a technique that will allow you to match and mirror someone unconsciously, so that it's very, very unlikely that they'll ever find out that you're doing it. For now, just be aware that matching and mirroring is a powerful technique, but it has limitations. Which is why, in the rest of this program, this CD, we'll be looking how to go beyond the traditional rapport methods